There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Dan Ashby joins us on the line. Dan, nice to talk to you.
Hi, nice to join you.
So, Dan, give us a bit of an insight into Russia in a few minutes' time. But first of all, we just want to mention the fact that we've had an announcement this afternoon about the 2026 World Cup. So we know who's going to be the hosts.
Yes, exactly. The bookies' favourite one, that's the United 2026 team, of course, comprising Mexico, Canada and the US. And right now I've actually stood outside Mexico House, the Mexican fan house in Moscow, and there is quite an atmosphere. Mexicans going past, bearing flags, having a cheer, sombreros I can see now. A few of them have told me they are excited and emotional. One guy told me that he's glad because at last his mother can attend the World Cup. But, you know, some real happiness and joy there from the Mexicans. But of course, this was the favorite, really. US and Canada and Mexico had a strong bid. They had all their stadiums built. They promised more in revenue. So no surprise, they have won the 2026 bid.
And Dan, our producer, has spotted a tweet from you that has said, "This will herald the return of the Soccer World Cup."
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of comedy there. As soon as I put the breaking news online, it suddenly occurred to me that Americans all over the world were celebrating the Soccer World Cup, which, of course, as a British man, my head hung for just a second because, of course, it is the great game of football. But no doubt it will be a great tournament nonetheless.
No, of course. And Dan, you are in Moscow. Give us a flavour of what the atmosphere is like there. Of course, the opening ceremony starts just a little over 24 hours from now.
I mean, Moscow streets are absolutely buzzing with people around me now. It's great to see people from, of course, all over the world, Iranians, Mexicans, as I say, Americans, Asians crossing over as well. And there's a real party atmosphere starting to build. Moscow has really made an effort to showcase this World Cup. There are giant footballs displayed everywhere. All the buildings seem to have got a new lick of paint. And just real pride and excitement from Russians after, you know, what has been a difficult and tense time internationally at times. And now I think people are just happy to be focusing on the football and what should be a joyous event for everyone, really.
And Dan, I just wanted to ask you, apparently we've got Robbie Williams at the opening ceremony. Isn't that a weird choice for Russia?
Well, yeah, it's a surprising choice, isn't it? I mean, particularly given the events of the last few months where you see this enormous diplomatic fallout between the UK and Russia, the biggest number of diplomatic expulsions ever between European countries and Russia. And then suddenly we all find out that one of Britain's legendary stars is opening the act, but also a star really from the late 1990s, along with Ronaldo, of course, who was also a star in the 1990s. So it's a bit of a throwback opening ceremony. So we're all a little bit interested to see what happens tomorrow.
And Dan, of course, the opening ceremony takes place before that first game kicks off. I think it's a recent trend, this. I'm not 100% sure, but the hosts play in the opening game. So, of course, in terms of Russian fans, they get to see their team in action almost straight away.
Exactly, yes. And President Putin has made it clear that he has very high hopes for the World Cup itself, but not so high hopes for the Russian football team. Sadly, they are one of the lowest ranked teams in the tournament. However, luckily for them, they are playing the other second lowest ranked team in the tournament, which is Saudi Arabia. So if they are going to win, their best chances are in that opening game. And I just think it will give Russians a little lift if they can get a victory, because I think nobody here is predicting that they will go very far in the tournament itself.
And you are in Moscow, so is it the Luzhniki Stadium? It will also be the site of the final, so something that is quite nice, the start of the ceremony and of course the end with the final taking place later on.
Exactly, yes. And football fans will know Luzhniki is a place of history. There's the fantastic statue of Lenin outside, associated with all those years and some great games that have taken place there. So it's nice to see Luzhniki in the modern era. It's really had a fantastic upgrade. It's set in a fantastic new sports park. So there's a lot of excitement about some of the Russian venues. A lot of them new, of course, some big expenditure. This is the most expensive World Cup ever. And there's questions over that and whether that money is really worth it, but I guess for the fans at least, that means they should have a good time.
Dan, one thing I wanted to ask you about, because obviously a lot of international football matches and World Cups in the past have had problems and been marred a bit by violence. So what have Russia been doing to kind of, hopefully this all goes off peacefully?
Yes, Russian football fans don't have a great reputation when it comes to violence. You no doubt have seen those terrible scenes in 2016 when they clashed with British fans. But I honestly don't think there'll be trouble at the stadiums. There is such a big police presence in Russia, and President Putin has invested so much of his personal political capital in this that I just cannot see big clashes. Where it could be interesting is away from the main stadiums, in smaller bars and the cities away from Moscow, where there could be a clash of cultures, where, you know, alcohol can sometimes fuel problems. And also people will be watching very carefully to make sure that none of the older problems from the Russian game, racism, of course, being the big concern, there are numerous clubs who have been fined for racist chants, that crops up in the World Cup. Russian officials promise that that's not a problem, or at least it's not any bigger a problem as it is anywhere else in the world. But I think everyone will be watching very closely for that.
And Dan, on a personal note, how's the Russian, seeing as you're there?
How's my Russian? Yeah. As in language Russian?
Yes.
It's developing. It's developing. And the funny thing is, football is a shared language amongst many people. In the end, I think the actual mechanics of the language aren't needed in the end, because there's cheering and jumping and nodding and smiling at people. It seems to go a long way all over the world.
Yes, I guess it's universal. Whether you like soccer or football, yeah, it's all the same.
Exactly.
Dan Ashby is in Moscow for us. Dan, thank you very much, and enjoy tomorrow.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.